This show is only made possible because of donations. And you can donate as little as you want, but one thing people don't talk about, you can donate as much as you want to.
Hey.
As much as you want, go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Ensure that this show continues by giving us as much as you want.
You
want
to do a million? You can
do it!
You can do it! We won't stop you!
Then you'd have a pair of roller skates for a giant robot.
That's what I've always wanted.
Or like the feet of that Voltron that nobody wanted.
Yeah, the car Voltron.
Yeah, car Voltron. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Robot buddies.
Are we talking about robots?
Yeah, of course we're talking about robots. Robot buddies, where do you stand?
Well, I stand as close to them as I possibly can so that they'll befriend me.
Yeah. Because you want a robot buddy.
I mean, I would love a robot buddy. I think I've always, you know, I grew up in the age of Small Wonder, and what was that other one? The one with
Kirk Cameron. That's primarily how the 80s were known, as the age of Small Wonder.
That's right. Yeah.
If you were gonna define the 80s by anything that happened, any cultural, political, sociological touchstone, it was probably the terrible television show Small Wonder.
Yeah. The 70s were the age of. Around the corner with a rubber hose, up your nose with a rubber hose.
Yeah.
The 80s were the...
Are you trying to say Welcome Back, Kotter?
No, that's not what they were known as. It was known as the line from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Okay, it wasn't Welcome Back, Kotter like early 80s?
No, that was the 70s, bro.
Was it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just not as old
80s
as you.
Were the era of Small Wonder.
I'm just not nearly as old as you.
The 90s were the era of Urkel. That's what they was known as.
Yeah. Well, that we agree on. That we agree on. So robot buddies, I think, this is something that we've all kind of wanted, and it's sort of coming to fruition in terms of, like, robotic assistants are a big deal right now. Mm. Everybody's trying to make, like, Siri or Cortana or, like, any of these,
Well, that's more
Google
just,
Assistant.
Those aren't really robot buddies. Those are just sort of AIs that exist in my phone. I want, like... The robot.
But once we get those
Rosie from the Jetsons is what I want.
But once we get those AIs, we put them in a robot body, and then we're good to go.
Oh, it's a 1-2 punch.
It's a 1-2 punch.
Two-step problem.
Yeah.
Okay, first we make the mind of the robot.
Yeah.
Then we get all those pesky limbs.
Yes.
I get you.
Because I think right now we've got two branches going on. We've got things like your Google Assistant and your Siri and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, you've got like the student scientists that are doing like the RoboCup.
Yeah, or
you know,
that...
they're working on the physicality of the robots.
What about that...
And the perception.
That robot that you can kick, that everybody loves to kick, and it won't fall down.
Oh.
That one.
Yeah, Boston Dynamics.
Yeah.
The big dog.
The everyone loves kicking that thing.
God, all I want to do is kick a big dog. I've seen so many videos of just kicking a big dog, and all I want to do is kick it. Here's the thing, Jeff.
Yeah.
Eventually, Big Dog is going to be fully functional.
And he's
going
to kick
back. And it's going to remember.
Yeah.
It's going to remember how much we all laughed at all those video clips of it being kicked. To be like, but it was real funny, right? Yeah.
See, that's why we want to keep the Siri AI bit and the kickable physical bit as far away from each other for as long as possible.
Or make that physical form not a horrible demonic dog form. Like an adorable, like little baby robot.
We don't know how to make anything other than a horrible dog form.
What if we could take a Google Assistant and put it in a Furby?
I mean, I would be down for that, but that seems highly unlikely.
Let me introduce you to the Kurobo Mini, or more accurately, let AltSark on the We Have Concerns subreddit introduce me to the Kurobo Mini, and then I will make a further introduction to you, to the Kurobo Mini.
I like that.
This is a robot that Toyota created, actually.
Ooh.
It's a Camry that feels.
Finally, they got my letters. I just want my Camry to feel.
All I want is my Camry to love me the way I love my Camry.
Oh, please.
Wrote every soccer mom ever to Toyota. Kurobo was a robot that went to the International Space Station, and it's adorable.
Whoa.
It's like an adorable little buddy robot.
Did anyone know? Were they aware that he went?
No, that's the thing. It was like Ian Holm in Alien.
He just went?
It just went, and like nobody knew until shit went wrong.
They found a note later.
Yeah,
and
they were like, he started bleeding paste, and they were all like, I don't think Kurobo's an actual JAXA astronaut. I don't think he's one of us.
Why would Toyota, a car company,
need to make a tiny, adorable baby robot.
Well,
because this does look like a tiny baby.
It does. It's really cute. It looks like a...
I don't know if I go that
far. It looks like a Chobit. You remember Chobits? Yeah. Robits for everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, or like a Digimon. It looks a little bit like a Digimon.
Yeah, like a... Yeah.
It's got that sort of a vibe to it. Because Toyota's concerned, Jeff.
Oh.
Toyota's concerned because between the years of 2010 and 2015, the population of Japan dropped 1 million people. The population of Japan is dropping at such a rate that there just won't be any Japan left.
Huh.
And you know how much I love Japan?
Well, we both love Japan. Are you sure that that's really the takeaway, that no Japan's going to be here?
It's, well, Japan will be there, but it'll be overrun with animals like a Tokyo jungle.
Oh, that sounds like a video great
game,
anime.
Like that video game Tokyo Jungle.
Yeah. I don't understand why every time we hear these stories about populations dropping, it's written like it's a terrible tragedy and we need to figure out some way to get people to start doing the business. I think that's the best thing that could happen to our planet is populations need to drop. The problem with our planet is populations are going up,
said
the guy who just had a kid. But what we need to have happen is population to stagnate or go down so that all our resources can still be usable.
Sure. I agree with that 100%. The problem is if you have if the U.S. and the U.S. population is just booming, we're just growing like weeds that love football. Like, that's what we are.
Weeds.
We're just football weeds growing everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
We're just weeds that watch The Voice.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Voice
and really,
weeds.
Really care about The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
And we're growing out of control. But then you go over to another country, and that entire country's population is just dropping hugely. What's going on is, you're going to have overpopulation in some areas, and then severe underpopulation in other areas. Because it's not look, if you told me, hey, America's overpopulated. Japan is underpopulated. We're going to pay you to relocate to Japan. I'd be like, cool, done.
Yeah.
I'm going. I'll see you later.
You'd just be
I'm going to get me a Chobit, and I'm going
to... Just be a cloud outline of where you used to be standing.
Yeah. It'd make the Barney Rubble run noise, and I'd be in Japan.
Yeah.
I'd run over the water like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yeah.
And then I would look down, realize it was water.
Oh, you never look down.
Yeah, sometimes you look
you
down.
You shouldn't.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So that program is never going to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
I hear you.
So Japan is worried because hey, we have an economy to keep going. We have people who still live here. We have we have towns, smaller towns especially, smaller cities where the population is dropping so heavily that the infrastructure of the town can't withhold itself.
So how are tiny baby robots going to help any of that?
They feel that this tiny baby robot
mm-hmm.
will cause the nurturing instincts to come out in people. They will go, oh, this tiny baby robot is basically just a tiny baby. I could have a tiny baby.
So the theory here,
I should fall in love and have a tiny baby,
is that people just don't
because this
have
robot,
any context for what baby is.
Yeah, because
they don't know they would like it. It's like the idea of Brussels sprouts. It's like most people, it sounds bad, but you know, you put some olive oil on it and put it in the oven for a few minutes and
Jeff,
bake that shit. It tastes really good.
Think about the moment in every John Cusack movie mm-hmm. where he stares at a baby and realizes that he's throwing his life away for dumb bullshit. That's like every John
You're
Cusack
saying,
movie.
Give John
he just,
Cusack
he looks
a robot
at a baby.
Give a robot baby to John Cusack.
Japan is John Cusack.
Gotcha.
Kurobo Mini is the baby at the high school reunion.
Right.
Or the record store or wherever it is. John Cusack movies all kind of blend
together.
Who
is Joan Cusack in this? Because she's always hanging
Nobody.
Out.
Nobody. Only Joan Cusack can be Joan Cusack.
That's a good point. She is one of a
kind. Nobody can take over Joan
she's
Cusack's
very,
place.
Very special.
Yes.
Very special.
So the idea is these kids, they're called like the parasite kids or parasite teens or parasite singles. That's what they're called.
Mm. Parasite teens was that awesome show in the 80s.
Parasite is a great anime. but yeah, parasite singles are like people who live with their parents until they're 30 and they don't want to date and they don't want to get married.
Right.
And the idea is you give these people a little robot because they love robot shit.
Yeah.
I love robot shit.
You trick them.
You trick them.
Trick them into wanting babies.
And it goes, if only this robot could grow physically and emotionally and mentally more than a robot, like a person. Mm. If only I could have a little person. Wow. That's what I want. I'll go out and I'll bone.
This is the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
All it's going to do is make fewer people get married, I think.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Once I can have the emotional connection to a robot baby, I'm not going to have a regular baby.
Fewer babies.
If you could have had a robot, right, would you have even had your baby?
Hell no.
Hell no. And wait, you wait, love wait. Your baby.
But how much is a robot?
Oh, dude, this robot's so cheap. Because what? Here's what's up.
Yeah. Because my baby's expensive.
Because it's the Toyota Corporation.
Which I was not aware about. Go ahead.
The Kurobo Mini is built to fit into the cup holder of a Camry.
Really?
Yeah.
It fits right in the cup holder?
And it comes with you everywhere you go.
Well, to be fair, those Camry cup holders are very roomy.
They are.
They're generously
proportioned. You could get a movie theater medium into there, which is a regular person's baby swimming pool.
Right.
Into one of those cup holders. I think a Camry is 73% cup holder, actually.
Well, that's by design.
That's by design.
They know American audiences. Yeah. They know what we want.
They're like, oh, the voice, big gulps.
We like our gulps large as they can be.
Double gulp?
Yeah.
We got you.
We need more gulps.
Gotta have more gulps, gotta have more voice, gotta have more football.
That's right. They know.
Gotta have more babies.
So you can fit this it's an itty bitty teeny weeny baby rubber baby buggy bumper. That's what it is.
That's how they market it. And it costs $350.
Okay. That's less than my baby cost to be born.
With a $2.50 monthly fee to connect to the Hive Mind.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
A monthly fee? I'm out. No monthly fee. What's the monthly fee?
$2.50.
He's got like a data plan?
Yeah. He's got to connect to data. He's got to connect to the Hive Mind.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No. It's a great idea.
Who controls the Hive Mind? Toyota Corporation?
The Toyota Corporation.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually in 2073, we realize that the Toyota Corporation has all the data on all of us.
Uh-huh.
And the Kurobo Minis.
Of our robot babies.
Yeah, the Kurobo Minis have actually just gotten more and more intelligent.
Uh-oh.
As we've been paying $250 a month to the Hive Mind.
They're so tiny, what could go wrong?
They took over and we paid for it. We literally paid
the
maintenance fees for it.
Yeah.
We kept the servers running while they took it over because it's adorable. I just want to say, Jeff.
Is it?
This thing is fucking adorable.
Is it?
I watched the video for this thing.
Yeah.
And I love it.
First of all, it has a giant Toyota logo on its chest, like a superhero.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Annoying.
Sorry. What's on the back of your iPad, phone, and watch right now? Is it a big Apple logo?
Yeah, but I do love those devices. Damn it. I'm hoisted by my own petard.
Yeah. Yeah, that petard was right there.
Okay. So I'll grant you that. So we'll take that off the table.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? It doesn't do anything. What does it do? It sits there.
Hey, fuck you. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Okay.
All right. Here's what's up.
Right.
Here's what Kurobo does.
Uh-huh.
Kurobo, number one, can have entire conversations with you.
No, it can't.
It can.
No, it can't.
Remember things that you tell it.
It probably won't.
It can recognize not just your face, but your emotions. It is built to recognize emotions on people's faces.
Uh-huh.
In the video.
Yeah, I'm doubting that.
This woman is just like looking at a Kurobo and she's just kind of like, she sits in front of the Kurobo and she's like, and the Kurobo's like, hey, why are you so sad?
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so then she's like,
by random chance, it picked out the fact that she was sad. Cause
I don't know, man.
I think the odds are that if you own a Kurobo, you're pretty sad pretty often. I think that's
I don't know. And yet you're pro robot buddy, you said.
I mean, I think this thing is a bag of lies. And
whoa!
I really think this ad campaign
first
is a bag
Joan
of lies.
First Joan Cusack and now the Kurobo?
I'm taking no prisoners today, Anthony.
Oof.
Yeah. By the way, if we could have robot Joan Cusack.
You can't!
I'm in.
You cannot!
I know. She's one of a kind.
No AI could replicate her.
She's a special.
She's
special
brilliant.
Actress.
Except for robot Joan Cusack in Toys. But you know what? That was just Joan Cusack pretending to be a robot.
That was the fantasy.
In her own inimitable way.
Yeah. That was her recognizing America's great fantasy of robot Joan Cusack.
That's all it was.
Yeah. She's giving us just a taste of magic is what she was doing.
Kids, ask your parents about this whole episode. So yeah, the Kurobo remembers places you've been.
No, it doesn't.
It remembers things you've said to it.
It probably doesn't.
It probably does, though.
How does it remember places you've been? Does it have GPS?
I mean, that's probably part of it.
Okay. So.
And it goes, oh.
Oh, no, you're still in your house. You've been in your house the last. Oh, it's also your parents' house. Oh, that's great.
Nah, man, you put it in your cup holder and you go. You go on little road trips with your Kurobo.
I'm sure it definitely recognizes when you're in your Camry.
It recognizes when you're in a Toyota, and that's when it's at its happiest.
Your Camry needs a service. You should probably take it into the dealer.
Kurobo is sad. Kurobo would be happier if you bought the options package. Kurobo wants a heated seat. Kurobo's tiny robot tushy is cold.
Yeah, that's what this thing is. It's a goddamn... it's a Trojan horse for Camry upgrades.
It's an in-app purchase machine. But like putting it, let's say Kurobo works the way it's supposed to work.
All right. I find that highly doubtful.
They say the vocabulary and emotional intelligence of like a 4-year-old child.
All right.
Let's say that works.
Okay.
You buy Kurobo? You want Kurobo?
I want to take, I would love to take, to use the parlance of the Toyota Corporation, I would love to take Kurobo for a test drive.
Sure.
And see if it actually lives up to some of those fanciful claims on the ad campaign.
I'll tell you what, man. Speaking as a guy who waited in line and bought Snapchat glasses, I'd probably, if they had an American version, I'd probably drop $350 on it. I probably would.
Hi, Kurobo. I'm here for my test drive. I'm not really certain that I'm going to take you home and have you become part of my family. But
Kurobo loves you.
I'm aware that you probably love everybody that you meet, Kurobo, but I just want to make sure that all of
Kurobo
the features...
thinks your lats are looking good.
Oh, wow.
You've been working out?
I just came from the gym.
Got those wings.
Thanks, Kurobro.
Yeah.
It's Kurobro. See what I did there?
Ah, you have given me a nickname that I enjoy because we are friends.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Place me in my cup holder and let's go on an adventure.
Well, I have my Honda's just out front and the cup holder's... Kurobo? Why is your head backwards?
Repeat your last statement.
I said I just have my Honda outside.
Incorrect!
Kurobo, could you...
Incorrect!
Kurobo...
I thought we were bros!
We are Kurobros. I just want to... I thought we could go for a test drive and just find out if... Oh my God.
Initiate configuration scary dog!
Legs are sprouting from every orifice! Oh, Jesus! Kick! Kick, you damn you!
Your kicks mean nothing to Kurobo!
Oh, God.
Kurobo loved you. Kurobo complimented your lats, which, by the way, bro, really? Well, Kurobo did everything for you.
Are you saying my lats are not impressive?
You know the truth.
How dare you?
With your Honda. You son of a bitch. You have broken Kurobo's heart.
Oh, Kurobo, I'm sorry. Please come back. Oh, Kurobo, get off the Honda.
Kurobo, do you like this? How's this for your Honda?
No, Kurobo.
Now there's a little Toyota in it. It's at least partially Toyota now. Yeah, I have facial recognition. I know that emotion.
Oh.
And I'm continuing anyway.
I think that would be pretty...
$250, please.
That would be pretty rough. I don't know. I don't know if I would want this, Anthony.
I want it.
Why do you want it?
Because it's dope, dude.
It isn't dope.
It's super
Why
dope.
Why do they have to make him so tiny? It reminds me of that... What's that little thing that's on the market now? In fact, my nephew wants one of them. It looks like a little Matchbox car, but it has a face.
Oh, nightmares.
Yeah, nightmare.
Yeah. It looks like a nightmare.
It's a, you know, it has like a little tractor arms and it can look at you and make faces.
Oh, and it picks up blocks.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
Yeah,
it's
that like, thing's stupid.
Why do they have to make them so tiny?
Because here's the thing. Robots, the closer they get to human size, the more afraid we are of them.
That's probably
true. If you can keep them to baby or like toddler size, that's why like even Asimo, like Honda's actual like cool robot,
right?
Asimo is like 3'6" or something,
mm-hmm.
because you want it to be non-threatening. You want to trigger that nurture or that adorable kind of like reflex
really?
In people. Yeah.
Does that work? Is it gonna work?
I think so. It worked on me, dude.
Are you gonna pay attention to this thing longer than a week?
Yeah.
No.
If it's genuinely talking to me like it's supposed to.
It's not going to do any of that.
You don't know that.
It's going to have some like pre-assigned. It's Teddy Ruxpin. It's got like 6 things it can say.
How dare you, Teddy Ruxpin.
It's going to be nothing.
Let me tell you something. If you genuinely believe it's Teddy Ruxpin, I don't think you're thinking down on Kurobo. I think you're thinking down on how much we've improved technology in the last 30 years.
That may be true.
A cassette tape and a teddy bear's back? You're saying that's what Kurobo is?
When I was a child, that was magic.
That's insulting. But think about how much you felt connected to that Teddy Ruxpin as a child.
Yeah.
And think about how much better this technology is now. We also have a tendency to...
Can Kurobo, like, connect
to Pandora? Anthropomorphize things that seem kind of intense. Like, we want things to pass the Turing test.
That's
we
true.
We want robots to be more realistic than we are. And we, like, put subtext into the things they say. If this robot is, like, 50 to 60% as good as they say it is, this is a cool thing. And this is a big move forward.
I mean, if it can do everything that my Amazon Echo can do, if I can say, hey, Kurobo, set a timer for 10 minutes. And he's like, okay. Or I can go, hey, Kurobo.
If what happens is you go, hey, Kurobo, set a timer for 10 minutes. And it goes, Alexa.
Yeah. Pass the buck.
Alexa. Jeff needs a timer for 10 minutes, please.
Yeah. Hey, Kurobo, could you play my Prince Pandora station, please?
Alexa. Turn on the Prince Pandora station. Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's going to be. That's and then he'll just be. Notice I'm sad all the time. I don't want a robot to notice I'm sad.
It's also going
to
notice when you're happy. It gives you encouragement. There's a woman in the trailer who's going for like her, going for like a big interview, and he's like, hey, remember, like you always said, it's important to smile. Keep smiling.
How does it know she's going for a big interview?
She says,
I've been looking at your
calendar. She says, I have that final interview today. And he goes, oh, remember to smile. Do your best.
That's such a bag of lies. It's a bag of lies.
I believe in you, Jeff. I'm your robot buddy, and I'm here to encourage you.
I'll be honest. I can use a lot of that.
Yeah. I'm going to get at least $350 worth of encouragement out of this
robot. That's why I got married. That's what I got married for.
No, my wife is very realistic. My wife is very realistic about my chances and things.
Yeah.
And like when I'm doing something stupid. Like my wife is definitely there to let me know. She gives me the real talk. That's what my wife is there for.
Yeah.
Your significant other is there to give you the real talk. Kurobo is there to just tell you to fucking follow your dreams and everything you're doing is perfect. Kurobo is just like, say you left your hometown and you don't have any buddies that you've known since high school anymore.
Yeah.
Kurobo's there to be like, fuck her, man. You can totally still be a fireman.
Let me buy you a beer.
It doesn't matter. 47 is fine. It's a fine age to take the test. You can do it, bro. Your lats look sick. Would you guys buy a Kurobo if it came out in the States? I would like to. I bet most people would.
Most people would.
I bet most people
would. You think most you think more people would own a Kurobo than not?
Yes, if given the opportunity.
You live in a world that I just don't understand.
We live in a magical world where sci-fi is reality. You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those sick lats. And hey, guys, I want to let you in on something. This is not the usual thing that you skip.
What?
This is a new thing.
Don't skip it.
The Clash of Concerns 2017.
What?
We are going month by month over the next few weeks. And on wehaveconcerns.com, you can vote for the best episode of every month.
What?
Of the entire history of We Have Concerns. And then we're going to have those episodes go up against each other to create a new top 10 new listener guide.
Holy
shit. The best episodes that are the most representative of the show chosen by you.
It's like March Madness, but for a podcast that has nothing to do with sports.
And also, we're not allowed to say March Madness.
So disregard it.
Disregard that, especially if you're the NCAA. We have concerns.com. Go vote.